So I'm here with Reverend Desi Larson and Contract Administrator Jack Baird. Thanks for coming in.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
So you are holding a loaves and fishes meal, kind of as a thank you, right?
Yes, absolutely. A thank you to the community that's been so supportive and helped us to build our new roof.
Can you tell me a little bit of history with the roof and everything that was going on with it?
Okay. The original church building was built in 1908 and burned down in 1956. So in 1957, the Methodists built a new church building that was popular at the time, a design with flat roofs. And actually it's not just one flat roof, but several flat roofs. And over the years, we've had leak problems. But in the last few years, the leaks got so intense, so severe, that we had buckets, like, during worship. And, yeah, so with the design, we now have a pitched roof so that it's more appropriate for our winters.
Oh, good. So it was probably really daunting when you were thinking, oh, no, we have to build a new roof. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a huge project. But we felt we needed to move forward. All things work for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes, as the scriptures tell us. And so we prayed and we said, okay, we're going to do this. And we had our first fundraiser in August 2016. My daughter happened to be in town, and she said, I'll do a concert for the roof. She's an opera singer who lives in Dallas, Texas. So she did a little concert, and we raised $500. Yes, daunting, yes.
Yeah. And what was it like for you, Jack, because you're on the Board of Trustees as well, mm-hmm. When you were considering recommending this new roof, even though you knew you didn't have the money?
We got great leadership from Desi in that resolve. And she filled us with resolve, and it was a situation we knew we had to move forward on. So we laid out a plan. We hired an architect, began to get our plans, worked with them several times, and come up with an effective design. And at that point, we still didn't know how much this project was going to be. So then once we had our drawings, and we also hired an engineering firm to come in and do a... Oh, yeah. Study of the structural capabilities of the church, and we found out that it was structurally sound. So we moved forward into a bidding process, and we ended up with like four bidders that were willing to submit bids on the project, and we moved forward. And when we went through that process, and the winning bid that came in, the contractor we chose was from Albert J. Miller from the Wild West Construction Company, and the winning bid was actually $185,000. And we ended up with a couple of change orders for $10,000 that run the tab to $195,000.
It was a lot of money, but we felt we needed to just move forward. We could not do another winter without some sort of major structural damage to the building.
And can you tell me about those other, I'm sure, blessings, just raising your money and the fundraisers and stuff?
Well, as I said, we started with Farah's little concert in August. One blessing was that there was good stewardship in our church, and at least 30 years ago they began an endowment fund, and that I don't really understand. The trustees handle those sorts of things. But that was we were able to take some money from that endowment fund. So people who 30 years ago invested or put money away for a future event like this. So that was a portion, and I don't remember the exact amount. So the total cost is $195,000. And we're left right now with a debt of about $30,000. So that means we $165,000. So how did that money come? Some of it came from this endowment fund. Some of it came, we had some investments and sold some stocks. I think those were the things that allowed us to give the contractor's first paycheck. But then we had a series of fundraisers. We had a dessert auction, and the whole community came. And do you remember that? Oh, soup. We served soup and had a dessert auction, and it was wonderful. And then we had a...
That was the first time I'd ever seen $125 pies, Desi.
Yes, I know. Very popular pies and chocolate-covered cherries. It was actually amazing. A lot of the community came, and we had a couple of dinners. There was the men's group in our church, the Methodist men, put on a couple of dinners. And there was a St. Patrick's Day dinner. And so we thought we would do a fundraiser every month. And then this amazing, wonderful thing happened. Sherry Davidson, who is the president of the Relief Society for the State, that includes Ashton, said, "We've been talking, and we'd like to do something to help you all." And it was just wonderful. So they, on July 17th last year, there was an amazing fundraiser in our city park that was organized and really put on to large degree by the Relief Society. And we raised almost $20,000 at that 5 to 7 p.m.
Oh, wow.
There was music and horse rides, and the other churches in town also came and, like, ran booths and did things. It was really amazing. So between our fundraisers and the community fundraiser and donations, that was about $40,000. Is that about right, Jack?
That's just 41, pretty close.
Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel like having such a big outpouring of support from the community?
Oh, blessed, amazed, really amazed. One of the ladies that was working in the Relief Society when we were setting up that day, you know, she said, "It's so important that we help one another be strong. Because if you're strong, we're strong." And I think that's, you often hear stuff like that, but you don't see it and feel it. And that community, the Ashton area community, but it wasn't just the Ashton folks. It was the folks coming down from Island Park, the folks coming up from Idaho Falls and Rigby who helped to put this on. How did you feel, Jack?
Well, it was wonderful, and I think one of the things that this spawned in the community is everybody. We had a band there too, wonderful band.
Yes,
and we had horse rides, wagon rides that were there.
Jumpy house for the kids. The swimming pool was open.
But I think what we learned is the community learned that what a marvelous thing this is to bring everybody together like this for such, as obviously as we feel, such a great situation, that I think there is a lot of impetus in the community now to continue what the LDS leadership in Ashton started last year as a community effort for different things. Good deeds,
yes,
in the future. So that was a marvelous thing.
Yeah. You know what it kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of, you know, back in the old days before we had all this technology and stuff, they'd have those barn raisings.
Yes.
You know, and that was a really good, they would always talk, and you read in books how people would be like, and that was a good time to bring the community together, and that's where everyone got to know each other and they got to take time out. And so this whole thing is kind of reminding me of those barn raisings.
Very similar, only it was a roof raising.
Yes.
Roof raising.
Raise the
roof. Raise the roof. That's what the fundraising was, to raise the roof. And but I think, you know, Jesus spent, in, you know, Gospel of John, I think there's three chapters of Jesus praying for unity. Mm-hmm. He says, "May they be one as we are one." And so we're different, and we have different faith traditions. But I felt a little bit of a pre-glimpse in a way of heaven, because there were all these different faith traditions coming together to support one another, and that's powerful.
Yeah. And so then, are you kind of hoping to continue that with this community, is it lunch? I'm sorry.
Dinner.
Your dinner.
Okay,
yes,
so this dinner is not a fundraiser at mm-hmm. all.
Yeah.
This dinner is our thank you. We're going to have a nice hearty dinner with fish and spud and bread and salad, all kinds of stuff. And we just want to say thank you. Come and have something to eat and have a look at what you've helped us to do. We do need to continue to have fundraisers after this, because we do have debt at the end of the, you know, we still owe $30,000. Mm-hmm. So then you might see another dessert auction down the road. But no, this event on Thursday, and everybody is welcome. It's next Thursday, October 18th, 5 to 7. Come and have some free food and hang out with the awesome folks in Ashton.
And that's the 18th, right?
Yes.
October 18th.
Thursday, October 18th.
Yeah. I think one thing we don't want to forget, too, not only did we raise the roof, but when we took down the old roof, we had to take down the church bell.
Oh, right.
That was, as we found out when we got it down, was founded in 1906.
So you guys didn't know that before you had got it?
No. Oh.
And so we wanted to do that, and the winning contractor, Albert Miller, was so taken by the beauty of that old bell, and it was in terrible disrepair. Mm-hmm. It was just old. Mm-hmm. And so he volunteered to build us a bell tower, and he donated that as part of his bid. That was part of the winning bid, that he would donate that tower. We ended up doing it a little bit differently, and he was the contributor that made that bell tower happen. And it's beautiful.
It is.
And we're proud of it, and we hope people not only come to see the roof, but that bell tower as well, because it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. A fabricator named Nathan Keel, who was also a native Ashton boy and now in Idaho Falls, but he was commissioned by Albert to build it. It's beautiful. So we have a new bell tower and a new roof, and we just want to celebrate and say thank you.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to say? That's okay if you don't. I can't think of any more questions. But.
No, we just once again want to invite the community to come and visit us. And we want to, in this small manner, try and pay back the community for what they've done and show our appreciation, because it was just a wonderful community effort.
Yes. Yeah, we're blessed and grateful. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah. That's Reverend Desi Larson and Jack Baird. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.